Dispelling panic. Dispelling panic. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Dispelling panic. There's not a human being alive who hasn't at one time or another experienced a panic situation. Panic situations can be situations where you're driving and an incident is coming looming up ahead of you and you don't know what to do. And you get paralyzed and you get panicky and you say, oh my God, what's going to happen? There are situations where you're sitting at the table with friends and your friends are having such a wonderful discussion and then all of a sudden your mind goes blank. You're sitting there and you're trying to think of wonderful things to add to the conversation, and you think that nobody wants to hear what you have to say. Your mind goes blank. You think that you have nothing important, nothing vital in your world, and you get real panicky. And you say, "What's going on here? What's going on here? Why do I feel so outside of everything and so outside of everybody? I don't belong." And that panic is a tough panic indeed. Or you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, something just overwhelms you, and you feel panicky. And so you pull off to the side of the road, and you lock your doors, and you just take a little nap. And even in the nap, you're in panic. What do you do in circumstances like these, and millions more? This is not just a one-time, one-place, one-person experience. It's for most people. What do we do when we panic? And what can we do when we panic? More to the question. What we can do when we panic is immediately stop whatever we're doing and look at ourselves and say, I like me. I like me. And that starts putting your thinking in the right direction. Then you say the most crucial phrase that you can say to end all panic. And it does end all panic when you use this phrase. When you use this phrase, it puts a whole new attitude in your mind. It puts a whole new attitude in your life. It puts a whole new attitude in you. But this phrase must be recognized for its great benefit if it is to be beneficial at all. And the phrase is this: I am peace. Three little words. I am peace. Now, do you understand what it means to say I am peace? Does anyone understand what it means to say I am peace? Well, you say, well, I'm not panicky or I'm not uptight or well, you see, it's not all this not. What is it? When you say, I am peace. I am peace is a positive thing. It refers not one whit to the other. It refers only to the positive. You are putting your whole mind into another attitude of being. You're putting your whole consciousness in a new framework that is going to be controlling, directing, and guiding, and uplifting, and supporting your life. I am peace. With that term comes a deep breath. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Now, when a panic situation arrives, it's usually indefinable. You have no way to put a name on it or a finger on it or to point to it with any knowledge. And so you say, I am peace, and take your deep breath. You don't know what peace means either. Because when you are in your highest level of peace, you are totally unaware of that level, like in a state of bliss. So I am peace. I am peace. You're having a bad dream. You're having an incident that's coming to your attention that's not very pleasant. You're having somebody acting upon you in some way that's not very pleasant, and you panic. and you feel just all upset. And or you have this invisible boogeyman within you that comes up every once in a while and grabs a hold of you and says, hey, I can control you. I can manipulate you. I can do everything. And you say, oh, my God, that's terrible. That's terrible. Well, no, it's not terrible. The boogeyman is merely an indication of where we have chosen to give up control of who we are to something that we have no idea what it is. None of us know what a panic is. It just happens. None of us know why these things happen to darken our horizons and make us feel unstable. We think we know, but to investigate it and learn more about it, all we do is exacerbate it. We build it, exacerbate, build, and oh, how silly we are. How utterly silly we are. Now, if you're hitting your hand with a hammer, you've got your finger down there, and bang, bang, bang on your finger, and say, oh, that hurts. And then you say, I'm going to stop hitting my finger with a hammer, and I'm going to start loving my finger, and I'm going to start kissing my finger and saying, you're a wonderful finger, you're a wonderful finger. I'm putting a new cause in motion, a whole new cause. I didn't stop hitting my finger with the hammer. I started loving my finger. And to love my finger, all which was not harmonious with my finger must fade away. It must no longer be in my attention, in my world, in my experience, in anything. If we concentrate on the negative, we are empowering it. If we concentrate on the positive, we are empowering it. So now, if I concentrate on the negative panics that come into my world and think, oh my God, I can't sleep, I'm not getting the sleep that I have to have, I can't do this and I can't do that, what's going on? And we feel so terrible and so unstable. And so we say, I am peace. And we might think about what peace means to us. I am balance. I am harmonious. I like me. All is right in my world. All is right in my world. How great that is. How wonderful that is. How super that is. And what do? All of the panic goes away. Because I'm not giving it any attention. I'm now giving attention to the thought that I am peace. I'm now giving attention to the thought that all is in divine order. I now give attention to the thought that my life is in balance. My life is balanced. My life is balanced. My life is balanced. I am peace. All is in divine order. Now, as I say that, and as I know that, then that's what I experience. And all of those boogeymen and all of those ugly attitudes, all those unstable experiences which have been pestering me and pounding at my door, at my threshold of my mind, wanting to come in, wanting to scare me to pieces, I just say, I am peace. And as I say, I am peace, I am peace. As I say, I am peace, all that is unlike the peace that I am is no longer there. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. A big yawn, a big relaxation, a big feeling of all is in divine order. All is working out in a perfectly beautiful, harmonious way. And I am peace. Now, this is not something that I'm wishing for. This is something I'm building into my inner awareness of who and what I am. I'm building into my inner awareness the divine pattern that I follow, the divine reality that I am. And as I build this into my inner awareness, so I experience every avenue of it in my inner awareness. And everything is beautiful Everything is good. Everything is fantastic. And I am the happiest man in the universe. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I love you. I love you. I love you.